must use the facts to prove every element. Here you have five elements. A, you need common ownership. Now just skip a few spaces and put the elements down because we're going to write short paragraphs on each one. Even if it only means one sentence, you're going to cover the elements on a proper basis.
Did many of the Chinese men ultimately hope to return to China?
The older men, yes. But the younger men, no. Because the older man, he feels that he wants to visit his village, his home, and ancestral home. And relations there before they pass on. Mm-hmm. But the younger man feels that, well, he may be able to make trips to visit them.
What percentage of the older men would you say actually return to China to live and retire?
About 50% of them.
50%?
Yes. So that they could go home and refurbish their ancestral home and look forward to their children's return and visit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now about the movies. Did you do any work in the movies?
Yeah. Yes, I have done work in the movies as an extra, especially when they make these huge productions such as Flower Drum Song. It required many, many Chinese. So I was one of among them. Mm-hmm.
And during what years did you work in the movies?
Ever since they made large productions of Chinese movies, such as The Red Lantern and Thief of Baghdad. Charlie Chan detective series.
So you would do this movie work as
extra
side work to part-time work? Or?
Yes.
How did you fit that in with your regular working schedule?
Whenever possible, or get the days off, as movie work were paid much better than the regular kind of work I was doing.
So if ever an opportunity came, you would try to get off from work in order to work in the movies?
That's right.
Uh-huh. How much did the movies pay?
At that time, they paid $5 a day.
And what years are we talking about?
1920.
$5 a day?
Yes.
Did you have bit parts?
No, I never was that successful. Only extra work.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to get more involved in the movies and do bit parts in others? Or?
No, I didn't feel like I was capable and success in that field of work, so I never took it seriously.
Mm-hmm. What were your reasons for doing extra work in the movies?
For the extra money. They pay, as I've said, they paid much better for the day than if I was at my steady job.
Did many Chinese work in movies to earn extra money?
Oh yes, many, many of them.
What percentage of the Chinese would you say did work off and on in movies?
About 100% of them. At that time,
mm-hmm.
But today it's very scarce.
100% back in the 20s, we're
talking
about, 20s and 30s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in the American movies?
The Chinese were portrayed very seldom good. Mostly the unpleasant ways of the days of long ago when struggling for existence.
So you don't think that the Chinese were portrayed? In what ways were the Chinese portrayed, first of all?
The most unpleasant parts, like today's gangsters and violent movies.
Did you know of anybody who ever protested about the way the Chinese were portrayed?
Yes, the Chinese of understanding as introduced to the theater and movie world of some of the cultural and beautiful stories of the Chinese history that's improving and showing the difference of the unpleasant movies of long ago portraying the Chinese in its lowest respect. And today, the movies are so improved that you see much more of the beauties and the finer points of China.
What about paper names, you know, Gmail? What percentage of the Chinese had Gmail?
That respect, I cannot tell you very much because I don't know very much. I don't quite understand it myself. Because with us, the elders have taught me, scholars especially, professors, that Chinese men, especially boys, have many names due to the prominence and the education of one, the sons or the male member. At birth, they have a name. When they're grown up, teenagers, another name. And when they're off to college, they have another name.
Who taught you this?
The elders, professors.
Chinese?
Yes. When they marry, they have another name. Very similar to Great Britain's present Prince Charles. How many names does he have? Same thing.
Okay. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Jobs for Chinese? For a single person, educated especially, would be a special profession. While a married man, also educated well, a profession. And with women, today especially, the same ideas. And more or less to take care of the future in case they have a large family.
Mm-hmm. Back before, in the days before World War II, were there certain kinds of jobs that you considered would have been ideal for Chinese or ideal for yourself? You know, even though they might not have been, you know, attainable?
In those days, no. to make the best we can and do the best we can to maintain our standard of living and welfare.
Mm-hmm. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for their children?
The jobs that they consider for their children better themselves and improve the standard of living for their future.
Mm-hmm. It was a pipe answer, incidentally, by a very poor pipist. But this is the first part of the answer, and if you can see, that it's almost a series of one-sentence conclusions.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3.
And the answer is this page. You have this is legal size, but there's a lot of space in between. This is the second page, which means you have a page and a half of legal size, and you turn it over, and you get another 6 lines. Now, why did it get 100? And the answer is, even though it's conclusionary, it is almost, for all practical purposes, the most technically accurate answer that you'll ever see this side of an evidence problem. It hits every issue, and it hits it right like a hammer hitting squarely on a nail. The only thing it does not do is to get into some depth of discussion as far as some of the major issues. But it is technically accurate as far as every possible issue, and it mentions everyone. So the important thing, I guess, is you don't have to write a long answer. You can write one which is technically accurate. Okay, going to the problem, O owns black acre, a rectangular piece of land. So let's put a piece of rectangular land up here. A rectangular piece of land.
Top of the board is north.
O sells the east half to A.
No.
The difference when you're standing here facing you is, my right hand is on your left side. Now, if I'm facing this way, which I seldom do, then we'd be in unison. So I get my directions mixed up, not on purpose, but because of the problem of facing you rather than looking at it the same way as you do. O sells the east half to A. Okay, he sells the east half. Who is the owner? O sells the east half to A. By error of a typist. And the issue, as far as the, you might go go back a moment and label the issue the rectangular piece of land in common ownership, which is an element of the implied easement. Secondly, as far as the error is concerned, if the error by the typist is a mistake, and it's the basis for reformation. It is the basis for reformation. Not noticed by the parties. The D to A omits the expression east half of, and describes, and the description covers all of Black Acre. So this describes all of Black Acre as a result of a mistake and a typist. The deed is recorded. So in the a line underneath A means that it is recorded. A enters into the east half in 1950, and when you give you 1950, you know what's coming. It's adverse possession. So in 1950, he goes in to the east half. And no problem as far as that is concerned. It's possession by owner. And the 1952 also occupies the east half of the west half. Now the east half of the west half is this portion. He then extends over into here in 1952. And whether he is there on the basis of a hostile, adverse, etc. or not, we will find out. The remaining one-fourth of Black Acre is in the possession of O's tenant. So tenant is in the remaining portion, and the issue is that as far as the tenant, is possession by tenant does need to be possession by owner. Possession by tenant is possession by owner as far as adverse possession is concerned. For 8 years, they occupied the east three-fourths of Blackacre. Well, as far as the 8 years are concerned, it's the problem of packing. When, for 8 years, 1952 going up until 1960, he is in possession. He negotiates the sale of the east three-fourths to be. And as far as the east three-fourths from here to here, A now sells to B in 1960. The latter asked to see A's deed and comments. And the issue, of course, is we talked about privity as far as packing, as far as the deal is concerned. But when he said, let me see your deed and comment your deed covered all of Blackacre, the issue is notice and whether he is a BFP. This is the first time A is aware of the mistake. And the issue is the first time that he is aware of the mistake. But what mistake? Well, he knows what mistake it is, because what did he buy in the first paragraph? He bought only the east half. So this is the first time that he is aware of the mistake, and aware of the mistake at this particular point in time is trying to tell you hostility for the adverse possession. For adverse possession, adverse and hostile. He knew what he bought. He is the first time that he's aware of the mistake in the deed, but he entered actually, hostilely, etc., etc. Now, the other issue, as far as the mistake, I better go back for a second. And since we're involved in adverse possession, as far as the word mistake is concerned, it's color of title. He has entered under color of title, but he is recorded, and he's recorded as being the owner of all of Blackacre, so he entered under color of title. But he answers, well, I guess I own more than I realize. Well, it's fraud in the inducement. It could be fraud in the inducement as far as the sale is concerned. But anyway, if it did, A conveys to B by deed, using the description in the earlier deed. So when A conveys the description in the earlier deed, which is the entire part to, we convey to C, to B. A conveys the entire B report. So now we have the entire description as far as B is concerned, and B now records, and he is the recorded owner, and enters the land occupying the east three-fourths as A did. Now, the important factor, I guess, that as far as issue raising is the concept of some form of notice as far as the tenant being here. Now, one of the problems we're going to face is not only the recording as far as notice, but the problem of constructive adverse possession is the attempt to get the whole of a piece of land when you have actually occupied only a piece of it. So what's the real issue involved is the constructive notice or inquiry notice as far as T still being on the premises, as far as the one-fourth of the land. And he occupies it. 3 years later, all right, 3 years later, 1960 going up the scale, we're now in 1963. We started in 1962, so that makes 11 years. And the year is 1963. Old brain suit to establish his title to the west half of Blackacre. And the issue, of course, is it's a quiet title action, and the big issue is the statute of limitations. And then they give us a statute. A statute declares that adverse and peaceable possession, adverse and peaceable possession of land for 10 years bar suit by an owner out of possession. Well, the owner out of possession. The owner is not out of possession as far as one-fourth of it, because tenant is there, and possession by tenant does need to be tenant by owner. Another statute bars suit where adverse and far as the two statues are concerned, we'll pick them up in the answers, as far as application of the statute, as to who's going to get what. But the basic issue, as far as the two statutes are concerned, take note as far as statute one is an owner out of possession. An owner out of possession, look at it carefully, an owner out of possession for 10 years. The second statute merely requires a recorded deed. Under the second statute, all you need is a recorded deed for 5 years. Now, remember, owner is in possession through his tenant. As far as this, the West 1/4? The West 1/4, he was in possession. As far as the 10-year statute is concerned, and as far as the 5-year statute, the issue is a recorded deed for 5 years. Okay. The answer? Since it is, in this case, what relief? Look at all the questions. What relief, if any, is available to owe? And when the question is what relief or what remedy is available, you know that you have more than one theory or more than one thing to talk about. So in the first paragraph, even I would have a difficult time explaining the complications involved in this by way of a layout to the reader. I don't even think I'd attempt to write an introductory paragraph unless I just raise the issue of the possibility of reformation based on a mistake, and the second issue being a form of adverse possession, more specifically, the constructive adverse possession. But it would be very difficult with those two statutes to write a meaningful introductory paragraph. On that basis, let's assume that you're dealing with the first issue. In the first paragraph, I point out that the first issue concerning Ode's suit to establish title to the one half of Westacre is whether he can obtain reformation of the deed executed in error against a third party. Now take note, he's going to seek reformation of this deed executed in an error, and he's seeking it against a third party. And then, even if he is entitled to reformation, the next issue is he's barred from doing so because of either of the statutes dealing with adverse possession. So the first issue and the second issue, basically. All right, now let's go to work as far as the property law and remedy law. The second paragraph is you should write a paragraph dealing with the law of reformation. The purpose of reformation, the prerequisites of reformation. The prerequisites as far as reformation are concerned is that the two parties have an agreement. Secondly, the agreement be reduced to writing. And thirdly, that the writing fails to express the original agreement. Here, in your second paragraph, you go ahead and satisfy rather quickly the three elements. There's no question they agreed to the sale of the east half of West Acre. There's no question that it was reduced to writing by a typist. And thirdly, the writing, as a result of the mistake, did not express the issue between them. So your conclusion in the second paragraph is it is subject to reformation. All right, the third paragraph, the problem is reformation against a third party. Can you obtain reformation against a third party? And the answer is yes, you can obtain reformation against a third party unless the third party is a bona fide purchaser for value without notice. A bona fide purchaser for value without notice. Or, and you might also just annotate, you can obtain reformation against the third party who holds only an equitable title rather than a legal title. In this case, we're seeking reformation against the person who has a legal title that's been conveyed and recorded as far as B is concerned. So the basic issue that in your third paragraph and the underlying issue is notice. Does B have notice? Well, the deed was for the whole of Blackacre, relationship and the actual purchases of the property. And A said this is the first time he is aware of the mistake. If you're going to, on the basis of inquiry notice, if someone tells you that and they pay the deed to you, this is the first time that they're aware of a mistake, do you want that deed? Or do you want time to make an investigation? And the answer is there is probably sufficient inquiry notice on the basis of the statement made by A to prevent you from being a bona fide purchaser for value. Now, second paragraph, as far as notice, it should be about your fourth paragraph, but another notice issue, since he's taking the whole of Blackacre, is that he has inquiry notice as far as O's possession through his tenant. The tenant is in possession. So he has inquiry notice as far as the total of Blackacre is concerned. And for that reason, you can obtain reformation. You can obtain reformation against this third party because there are two bases as far as notice is concerned, so he's not a bona fide purchaser. And you might note as far as reformation is concerned that reformation may require you to pay to B in order to get your portion of the land back. You may have to pay it a reasonable value and then go after A in order to recover the reasonable value. But the point as far as conclusion, as far as reformation is concerned, is it's not really even a close case as far as notice, and reformation should be granted. Now, the last paragraph, I guess, the note in the reformation business, the fifth paragraph, is that if reformation is granted by the court, then the ownership right relates back to the date of the original agreement. So if reformation is granted here, it will relate back to the original agreement that was made in 1950. Now, the reason for pointing out relating back is we have to go through the statutes to see the issue of adverse possession. All right, and then going to the next issue, as far as the quiet title action is concerned, is that after we have reformed the deed, we still have the problem of adverse possession. So in your next paragraph, which would be paragraph 5, the issue is whether B has lost all or part of the west half of Blackacre as a result of adverse possession. He may have left. Whether O has lost all or part of the west half of Blackacre as a result of adverse possession. He may have left the statute of limitations run on his rights. And the issue then is whether he has lost all or whether he has only lost the one fourth west of the half that he had retained as a result of the sale. Now, as far as adverse possession is concerned, and going to adverse possession elements, next paragraph, in order for B to plead and prove acquisition of the, let's see, what do they call this piece anyway? What do they refer to as the west one fourth? What is it? East half of the west. East one half of the west half. That sounds strange, but that's what it is, I guess. All right, the issue is construct or adverse possession. And note the elements carefully and go through each element and prove it. Actual. And list the elements and we'll come back and prove each one. The elements are actual possession, secondly, open and notorious, thirdly, continuous, fourth is adverse and hostile,